And welcome into the Did You Know Show here on this Monday. Trevor Grady joined by Cody Felicia on the show today.
Hey, Trevor.
Good to have you back on the show.
Thanks for having me.
All right, you want to kick us off with whatever you got?
Yeah, so this one is good. So Americans, on average, eat 18 acres of pizza every day.
Holy cow.
Every day, 18 acres of pizza. That's how much pizza Americans eat.
That's a lot of pizza.
What's your favorite pizza?
Just pepperoni.
Oh, classic. Me too. Cheesy pepperoni, yeah. Just delicious.
There's really not any way for a pizza to be ruined for me, though. Like, any pizza's good.
I know. Same here.
I'll even take pineapple on a pizza.
Yeah, absolutely. Everything goes on a pizza.
Yeah.
And Americans eat 18 acres of
it
every day.
That's cool stuff.
Yeah, it's good for the pizza industry.
Yeah, exactly. All right, well, did you know that snakes can actually smell with their tongues?
No, because I hate snakes.
So snakes actually do use their tongues to smell. It's because they have limited hearing and eyesight compared to humans, but they're able to make up for it with their incredible sense of smell. And they do detect scent through their nostrils like humans and most animals do. But they can also use a pair of vomeronasal organs, which are located at the roof of their mouth, to follow smells. So the snake uses their tongue to kind of flick odor particles in the air, mm-hmm. and then it uses the tip of its tongue to deliver the scent to those organs in the top of their mouth. And it allows the snake to not only smell its surroundings, but it also is able to discern in what direction a certain smell is the strongest, and so it can allow them to track down prey. And so it says when a snake is on the move, especially when it's hunting, it'll flick its tongue once per second or even more sometimes to stay on the trail of its prey.
I was going to say, that's why they're always sticking their tongues out, all the time.
It's so creepy.
I hate snakes.
I know. Yeah, they're the worst.
But that is really interesting, though. That really is cool. I wish I could smell with my tongue, I guess.
Yeah. It certainly would be cool.
That would be neat.
Yeah.
That would be cool. So I have one more.
You do? Awesome.
Okay. So now bear with me here. I might not say this right, but Pogonophobia
mm-hmm.
is the fear of beards.
Of beards?
Of beards, like beards, like facial beards.
Okay. Interesting.
I mean, no one who has pogonophobia does not want to go near the wolf man or the bearded lady or anything like that.
That's funny.
And that's all I have today. That's what I could find.
That's good stuff. I like it.
I liked yours too. Yeah.
All right. Well, thanks for tuning into the show today. We'll be back with you guys tomorrow at 2:45 and all week long on the Did You Know Show.